doesn't matter. Showtime!
Ready, man? Contact! Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Happy Thursday to you. January 24th, 2019. You can follow the Joe and Alex Show. I would recommend it. 4 out of 5 of your friends do. It is at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. To my left, hopefully willing to share her hand moisturizer this morning. Alex, hello. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Would you mind passing it? For real, my hands are getting kind of chapped.
What, my lotion?
Yeah, I just want to rub the lotion on my skin. Thank you.
Okay, Buffalo Bill.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I had kind of an awkward moment yesterday in public. Somebody got a little upset with me, which I'm going to discuss later.
That's
in the
a first.
Show. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that later.
Did you do something bad?
No.
Did they know who you were?
No.
Thank God. Okay, well, that's interesting. Porkchop, who'd you make mad yesterday?
I did not make anyone mad, but I had an awkward situation too yesterday, which I should talk to you about later. But I did
you
get
my...
You
guys tease me. Give me something.
I did get my car... Here's the tease. My car is finally fixed. It's good.
Okay, that's cool.
Yes. It's the steering wheel works. It's not leaking fluid. I can get back to Uber driving today.
All right, Liv the Web Girl, what about you?
I had like the most productive day in the world.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, and I finally like unpacked my Christmas gifts that like have been in my car since literally like the 27th of December. But all of it's like unpacked and set up and hung up and everything like that. So I'm like, wow, 2019 has really been like a fire year so far.
Wow.
I am like really getting it together this year.
Is this because you're cleaning your car to get ready to Uber drive?
Unrelated, but... It does help because,
yes,
like, the quicker that I get my car cleaned out means the quicker I can Uber. I mean, I still have some clothes in there and, like, I need to deal with that. But, you know, it's a process. I'm doing it. But I literally was using a hammer and nail yesterday, like, multiple times, like, hang up stuff.
Wow.
I know.
How does that work?
Well, like... You put the nail on the wall. And then you like hammer it. But I'm really bad because then it always ends up like crooked or like curved.
I always end up hitting my thumb.
Hit my thumb, but all my nails are like coming out like completely sideways or like completely curved.
Hey,
like
it's
an
tool
S.
time with Liv and Alex.
Yeah. At least you did, you know, you tried. And I think that's pretty awesome.
It
I'm
is.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
I like the new Liv. What will February hold? No kidding. That's incredible. Okay, I had a hip replacement a year ago. I've had a bad hip since I was a kid. Little fun fact, if you didn't know that about me, I'm way too young to have one. And I'm out last night. I'm walking and just getting into my car. And I didn't see it, but there was black ice right by my vehicle. Guys, I've never fallen so fast. And I tried to like catch myself and like I like grab the car. I'm like, no. And what do I fall on? I fall on my big fat butt, my hip and my knee. But it's like the hip I got replaced and it's fine. Like I'm not only pain I'm in is my knee. My knee's really bruised really bad. If you're into gross stuff, Alex, I know you don't want to see it, but it's on my Instagram story.
I saw it.
Pesh Radio.
That looks so bad. I was in bed last night just getting ready for bed, scrolling through Instagram, and I saw that and went, whoa, like really loud.
It's just bruised up really bad. So it looks like my dog's abusing me too, if you missed that photo on our Instagram. But I'm doing good, but man, I honestly thought, I'm like, no, don't break, don't fall off. So that's how my day went. And then we got some exciting news this morning from a listener. Apparently, I'm being impersonated. Or I'm on a dating website. We'll explain more about that. That's coming up this morning. We'll talk to somebody named Amanda about that, unless she chickens out. So we got a lot going on this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B is set to begin her first Las Vegas residency at the Palms Casino Resort this spring. Cardi's going to take the stage at the resort's KAOS Theater, which opens in April. In addition to Cardi, rapper G-Eazy has also booked a residency through Palms Casino, as have Skrillex, Cascade, and Above and Beyond. The Palms Resort is in the midst of a $690 million renovation.
That'd be a cool show to go check out. That'd be fun.
I think so, too. And this is my favorite news story, maybe of the week, like a fun one.
Okay.
So people who've been watching the live feeds of Big Brother Celebrity Edition noticed that a house guest and former White House communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, is no longer in the game. Scaramucci was on the eviction block, but evictions are usually televised live. So no word on why he's not in the house. Speculation may be that he made a temporary exit only and he'll be back. But before he left the house, he commented on his former boss, Donald Trump's use of social media. And the stuff that he has revealed, I think, is absolutely hilarious and super interesting. So he said that Donald Trump is the master of Twitter. He said he's not in love with the president's war on the media or the non-strategic use of his Twitter feed. But he said one of the things that he used to love is that he would shoot the tweet off as he was watching TV. And then, boom, breaking news, there was the tweet. It was up on the news. And he thought that was hilarious. He said that at that time, he had probably 20 million Twitter followers. Now he has almost 58 million. He said, how many people read the Wall Street Journal? 2 million. So he's got 10 times the power of the Wall Street Journal. Anthony also said Trump is working the media. He said he figured that out and exploited it big time. He played them like a fiddle. And by the way, he still is. Whether you like or dislike the president, you have to admire the force of his personality and the nature of his game. Scaramucci's Big Brother fate should be revealed on the next new episode tomorrow night on CBS.
Got a moosh.
The mooch. To catch a predator host, Chris Hansen is off the hook for allegedly bouncing checks, which got him arrested in Connecticut. I told you about that last week. Prosecutors dropped the charges, though. He came up with nearly $13,000 that he owed to a store in Connecticut. So prosecutors dropped the whole matter. Hansen was in court yesterday and didn't have to make a plea deal after paying his debt in full. The store owners say that Hansen sent them a check on Monday for the full amount that he owed them. And yes, this time they did make sure the check cleared before informing prosecutors. And the Backstreet Boys were asked about the song that they regret recording the most, and they all had the same answer.
My least favorite Backstreet Boys song.
If you wanted to be good girl, get yourself a bad boy.
If you wanted to be good girl, get yourself a bad boy.
Probably if you wanted to be good girl, get yourself a bad boy. That was horrible.
Song should never have been recorded. It is the biggest piece of crap.
You know why the fans love that song? Because Nick is singing the whole dang on thing. It sounds like, if you really want it good, get yourself a...
Wow, okay.
I liked their unapologetic honesty. Coming up in less than an hour, why Pete Davidson is calling Ariana Grande a sick genius.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Amanda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Interesting situation going on this morning. I get a DM from you on Instagram, by the way, Joe Pesh Radio. And what did you direct message me? Tell everybody, because Alex and Live the Web Grill and Pork Chop don't know what's going on.
So I messaged you asking you if you were 33 years old.
I am.
And asked you also if you smoked a lot because I saw your profile on a dating app.
Wait, what? I'm not on a dating app, though. I don't have a profile.
Please tell us more.
So it says Joe or Joelle, 33, laid back and easygoing, 420 friendly. I'm in a complicated relationship, so thinking that you're married, I was like, okay, I guess he's having problems. And listen, he's 6'2", 265 pounds.
255?
Holy crap, this guy's
hair and brown eyes. I'm a heavy smoker. I don't drink. So I was like, okay, is this you? Because it looks exactly like you.
I've got so many questions. So wait a minute.
His
name is Joel. He added the L after that. So I wouldn't know. I wasn't sure if maybe he just, you know, has a fake name for radio now or something. I'm not sure.
Alex, you keep saying this guy. Is it actually Joe?
No, it's not me. I'm not on a dating app. Hold on. Okay.
I don't know, Joe. I mean, are you having complicated issues?
No. What the hell is this?
Everything in that bio is accurate.
No, it's not. I'm not. Well, I mean, I don't hate 420, but I don't smoke weed.
Unless for Joe's journey, if you're 255 pounds, that's a huge update.
Yeah, he doesn't smoke weed, but he's 420 friendly.
His interest is comedies and laughing. And
well, yeah, that's me.
Okay, so I'm not sure. Maybe I found your twin, or this could be really you. I'm not sure.
Amanda, I see your photo on Instagram, and you are cute, but no, I did not reach out to you and try to get something started. I am not on any dating app anywhere.
The fact that this guy looks exactly like you, he put his name as Joel, which is like basically Joe. And the bio rings true to your real life. I am shooketh.
Amanda, I don't know what this is. I'm sorry if you got your hopes up thinking that I was available, but I'm currently taken.
No, but I don't know. If you guys want to do a catfish on this, maybe we can. Who knows? But yeah.
All right, we'll be in touch, Amanda. Thank you for the update.
You're welcome. Take care.
Yeah, this is an awkward situation because I'm telling you guys right now, I'm not on any kind of a dating app. I haven't been on any dating thing since Plenty of Fish probably 8 or 10 years ago.
Can I see this picture real quick?
Yeah, hold on. Let me pull it up for you. I don't think legally we can post it online, so I don't want to do that.
Oh, because, all right, so if we don't post it, then it really is someone else. It's not you.
Why can't we? He's on a public dating app. People can screenshot and share his picture. Yeah, you have to screenshot and share. It's like crazy.
Let me see it.
I'll give it to you guys. I just don't know if you're legally allowed to do that. I don't want to get in trouble.
Yes.
Holy
that
crap.
Is you!
Joe, he's published.
Literally looks just like you, and that's exactly how you take selfies too.
No, you can't. Like, you know what? Let's get into Joe's need to know news. Okay, let's start out with how about the president? Okay, we'll kick things off with that. President Trump's second State of the Union address will be the first in history to be delayed by a shutdown unless he and Congress can strike some sort of a deal before next week, after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told him that he would not be invited to deliver the address in the House chamber until the shutdown was resolved. He announced late last night that he would postpone the speech. So we will see what happens with that. That's always a fun drinking game.
I think it'll happen. It just won't be on Capitol Hill. Like, he's going to go to the border. He's going to do it from the White House or something. I think it'll be a different location.
Do you ever play the drinking games? Because they always come out with something like, if he says, make
no,
America
but I should.
Great, drink. Yeah, you'll die.
Yeah, dude, if he brings up, like, mega or, like, build that wall, like, you have to drink and I'll probably die. Well, also, technically, a State of the Union is the Speaker of the House invites the president to do it, and clearly she's not. So technically, it's not going to be a State of the Union.
It's just that's
a
whole...
Right, it would be a nationwide address, but I think he's going to end up changing that up.
All right, I'm just going to make that drinking game water so I can be really hydrated when it's all done. Okay, I don't know if you like this or not. I think everybody here, at least myself, I'm glad this isn't happening. If you're planning on giving out those little candy conversation hearts this Valentine's Day, it ain't going to happen. The chalky candies with messages like, be mine, love, and call me, they're not being released this year. The brand Sweethearts will be missed from store shelves, but are expected to make a return in 2020. That's 153 years that they've been going on. Now they're not going to be there. Necco, the company, went out of business and closed its factory, so this other manufacturer opened up, but they're not going to have them out in time. Apparently, it was the most popular candy sold last year with 8 billion made. Do you like those? You're talking about the little heart shape that tastes like you're eating chalk?
No. I don't like them, though.
Oh, gosh.
But Sweethearts has come out with their own, and those are dope. I love the Sweet Tart ones, but not the original.
Oh, Sweet Tart's amazing. Yeah, the original. No, thank you. Hulu is increasing the cost of one of their plans with dropping the price of another. The basic service, which includes more than 8,500 episodes of TV shows as well as Hulu originals, will now cost $5.99 monthly, down from $7.99 a month. Hulu's live TV service, which has more than 60 channels, will now cost $44.99 monthly. That's up $5 a month, while services with no ads will cost $50.99.
So with the Fyre Festival documentary, Hulu knew that Netflix had theirs coming out last Friday, so they released theirs at the beginning of the week. And then Netflix announced that for their basic plan, they were upping the cost for their users. And so then Hulu came out and said, hey, we're lowering the cost for the basic users. I feel like the savagery that we're getting from Hulu is pretty epic.
I'll take it. We need these prices lowered.
Honestly, I love it. And Hulu is like the home base for all reality TV. If you want to binge watch from the beginning, any reality TV show, Hulu has it. So it's like petty goals, honestly.
Yeah, Hulu is my DVR because I don't have one. And I think it's also the reason I keep it is because of The Handmaid's Tale. Because if Handmaid's Tale's gone, I might say bye-bye. And finally, I don't remember school closing this cool when I was a youngster. Principal David announced that Murray, Nebraska High School was closed on Tuesday by singing his own version of We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. And he called We Didn't Want a Snow Day. So you may not know the song, but this is kind of cool. Imagine your principal closing school like this.
Out on 42nd Street, weather there is less than neat. Snow is drifting, winds are blowing. It's a real mess. Highway 1 is icy. County roads are dicey. We don't want anyone to get into distress. Staff didn't want a snow day, but the snow keeps falling, so that's why we're calling. We didn't want a snow day. But the weather's saying at home we'll be staying.
I love that. I'm sure that's a good principle right there. We didn't want a snow day.
I love whenever people that have kind of more serious jobs do fun stuff like that.
Definitely. There's a little fun for you. You can check out the video and everything else in Joe's Need to Know News online. One place, joeandalexshow.com. We are the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. Call the show anytime. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. That's 833-563-2539. Live the web, girl.
Yes.
You're a millennial. I'm a millennial, but I feel like you're hipper. You know a lot more things than I do.
Than you, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to be hip, trying to be cool. You know what I mean? Do what the kids do.
Well, I guess an A for effort.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Glad you're being honest. but we time to time have to check in with you and find out, like, what are the latest slang words so we know what's going on? Or if you see something, you're like, well, wait, what does that mean? Because maybe some people don't know.
Right. So this is super, super topical right now. So I'm going to be talking about, like, the phrase dog walk. And it became topical because, so Tommy Lauren, you guys know who that is?
Laren,
whatever. The blonde, she talks a lot. Well, she tweeted at Cardi B and like randomly out of the blue and said, looks like I Am Cardi B is the latest genius politician mind to endorse the Democrats. Ha, keep it up, guys. Hashtag MAGA 2020. So coming at Cardi B literally probably didn't even know who she was. So Cardi B retweeted her and said, leave me alone. I will dog walk you.
So what does that mean?
So dog walk is pretty much saying that Cardi B or someone is going to make the other person or make you their little bee. Okay.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
So they're going to beat them up or they're going to like kick someone's butt. Give them a little bit of a whooping. So it's a term used to define like total domination, that like one person is going to have total domination on that other person.
But not like not that kind of domination.
Not like a pleasurable domination. Oh, okay. No, that's not what we're talking about. So like I was like, Joe, if you keep like saying right there, I'm going to dog walk you. Like, I'm going to beat you up. There's going to be an A whooping.
Okay. Now we know what it is. Yeah. So feel free to use that, you know, in your everyday conversation. Like, hey, listen up, boss man. Don't make me dog walk you.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to dog walk you. Right, it's like very kind of intimidating. Wow. So you're welcome. Use that in your next fight.
There we go. Live the web, girl, with some slang words. What's wrong, pork chop? You okay
I'm
over
just
there?
Imagining a fight. I'm going to dog walk you.
I'm going to tell that to my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, the next time he makes a mistake.
Oh, God. So in about 3 minutes. Okay. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. And join in the conversation. You can call us at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Should this educator be in trouble for what she did? Listen to this story. It's from Fox 59 is the TV station.
Superintendent says in a statement she wanted to help the student get well. She knows the action was wrong, but in the moment, her only concern was for the child's health.
An effort to help a student get medical treatment.
Doing the right thing is good. She didn't do the right thing the right way.
As Landing Elwood School Superintendent at the center of a criminal case.
I understand it was her desire to help a young man that was in bad shape, but probably not the best example to set for young people to assume other identities and make false statements.
According to court documents, Casey Smitherman told police a student she helped in the past didn't show up to school and she was worried about him. She says in a statement she realized he had symptoms of strep throat, saying, quote, "As a parent, I know how serious this illness can be if left untreated, and I took him to an emergency clinic." The first refused treatment.
She took him to a different service provider, a different medical facility, and checked him in as her son and used her insurance to pay for the medical service on the young man.
Smitherman says, quote, "I wanted to do all I could to help him get well. I know this action was wrong. In the moment, my only concern was for this child's health." Now she's facing multiple charges.
I think there have to be some consequences, but they shouldn't be career jeopardizing.
The Madison County prosecutor says they're looking at a diversion program, which if Smitherman follows, means there will be no criminal conviction. The school board president says Smitherman continues to have their support. But moving forward, investigators share this.
It never is positive if you're going to have to lie or misrepresent to accomplish a goal. There's always a way to do it the right way.
All right, that is an interesting situation right there. 833-JOE-ALEX, that is 833-563-2539. Should this educator, in attempts of helping the student out that had strep throat, ended up using her son's identity, should she get in trouble for what she did? Alex, what do you think?
Oh, this is so hard because you want to do what's right, but part of doing what's right is not lying.
That
right?
was illegal what she did, yeah.
Yeah.
She broke the law.
So this is a very, very difficult situation. I agree that there definitely should not be any criminal charges and that she probably does have to go through some sort of reprimanding as far as, you know, insurance fraud. But I'm trying to think, like, it's not like he had a major surgery because at first I didn't know what his illness was.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, if this guy had a, you know, he needed his appendix removed or something, then I don't understand why she didn't just do like a GoFundMe. I'm just, you know, in the age of GoFundMe, so many people would have donated help. But for something as minor as strep throat, I'm almost curious how much it would cost without insurance just to get treated for strep throat and if that could have been a cost that she absorbed just out of her own pocket or asked somebody to help with. But
I was reading online in the article that I found that kind of went along with it. I think it was like $200 to $300.
Gotcha.
was the cost.
See,
without
I almost
insurance.
Feel like she could have just raised the money for that easily between some teachers or whatever, or other educators. I can't, she's not a teacher. She's something in schools, right?
She's like the principal, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. So I think she could have done something like that, then taken him to a minute clinic or whatever, and then gotten him help without having to use her insurance.
Would that,
like that.
Do you think that devil's advocate, would have that taken too long? I mean,
yeah,
if he's sick and he's out.
Yeah, that's the other part. It's hard. This is a very difficult situation.
This is like the classic ethical question of like, would you steal bread in order to feed your family?
Of yeah. course I
like
would.
It's illegal. Like it's like this classic ethical question.
Laura's a teacher. What do you think about this, Laura?
So I work in a school that serves a clientele that has, you know, a hard time finding access to health care. And so I feel really, you know, for the woman who did her best to help a child. And I feel like if we, you know, maybe found more ways to put, you know, adequate health care in schools, that we wouldn't put educators in these ethical dilemmas, you know, on how to help and what to do.
Would you have done that, Laura?
Maybe not the way that she did it, but I definitely would have found a way to get them some sort of health care, whether I called around. You know, I've been in situations where I've had to call around to multiple places, you know, to find someone who will take a child or who has an appointment if a kid doesn't have insurance information. So I would have definitely done something similar. Maybe not exact as far as the, you know, breaking the law,
mm-hmm.
but I definitely would have done something.
All right, cool. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show, and thank you for being a teacher. You guys are overworking and underpaid. We appreciate you. Jamie's on the Joe and Alex Show, and you work in the medical field, so what do you think about this?
Well, coming from a mother's perspective, I do see where her intentions were. And, you know, somebody who doesn't work in the medical field doesn't understand all of the laws that we do. And she broke a whole bunch of laws. I mean, she did give that kid her son's identity. What if the kid had an allergy that they weren't aware of?
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, and also, I mean, that's a HIPAA law, and that's, like, patients' privacy. She could be facing thousands upon thousands of fines. I mean, I'm torn because, like I said, I am a parent, but I have to look from the medical side as well.
So from the medical side, if she would have just brought this kid, told the truth, I mean, I thought, like, don't they have to be treated?
I mean, technically, yeah, if they have, I mean, even if she sat there and said that it was the right kid.
Right.
We, I mean, he can be self-pay, he can make, or, like, they can make payments. Like,
why didn't they do that?
Payments for him. So, but she used his, her son's identity, so.
I know, so why didn't she just say the truth, and then why didn't she just have him be treated anyway?
You know, I'm not sure.
You don't
sure.
know?
Maybe
yeah.
she was afraid of, like, parents finding out that she treated him.
Maybe.
Well, and then we wonder, too, like, we can't assume things. Some people are like, well, what about the parents? I mean, that is a good question.
Exactly.
I mean, I just know some educators, and I have friends that are there, and the stories you hear, you're like, I guess I don't realize it, because even though my parents weren't together, my parents still kind of cared about me. They were still involved in my life, and it's like some kids, unfortunately, don't always have that. You would assume everybody does, but some people, they don't have anybody.
I wonder if there are charities. If there are, you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show and let us know. But charities that help inner city school or kids that are living in poverty that are minors get health care and access, like just for little checkups and things like that, just covering the cost. That would be interesting to know about at Joe and Alex Show. If you tweet us that, I'll retweet it.
Yeah, and if you know anything about getting like a flu shot, because Liv the Web Girl worked with a bunch of snotty-nosed kids and was always trying to get us sick, we'd all really appreciate
Shut
if she
up.
Got one.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Pete Davidson called ex-fiance Ariana Grande a sick genius for telling the world he's well endowed. In June, while they were still together, Grande said on Twitter that the Saturday Night Live star is like 10 inches. Davidson joked on stage Tuesday, why would she tell everyone that I have a huge blank so that every girl who sees it for the rest of my life is disappointed? Davidson also said that he'd never been told the same thing by other partners, alluding to his past relationship with Cassie David, Larry David's daughter. An audience member said that he talks a good amount about Ariana Grande in his set. She said he also talked about Thank You Next for the first time and said that the first time that he heard the song, he was backstage at SNL in a clown outfit. He also told several stories about living with his mom, who he moved in with after leaving Ariana Grande's place, and even said that he goes to parties with his mom now.
Get it, mom. Get it, girl. Hey, why are you making out with my mom, dude? That's weird. What are you doing?
Kate Hudson is taking a genderless approach when it comes to raising her baby daughter, Rainey Rose. The actress, who also has two sons, was asked about the differences between raising boys and girls, and she said there's definitely a difference. I think you just raise your kids individually regardless, like a genderless approach. Her and her husband, Danny Fujikawa, I don't even know. They welcomed their daughter late last year, but I think it's weird because she did a gender reveal party and like posted up until her daughter's birth how excited she was to have a baby girl, but now she's like, I think you should raise your daughter genderless or your kid genderless, but it's not making sense. So I don't know if she changed her mind or what. The father of YouTube stars Ethan and Grayson Dolan died over the weekend, and the sons are asking fans not to treat his funeral as a meetup. Sean Dolan died on Saturday at the age of 50 after a 2.5-year battle with cancer. The twin brothers requested fans not attend their dad's funeral in New Jersey after the hashtags Sean Dolan meetup party and Sean Dolan funeral party appeared on social media. That is messed up.
Now, who are those? Because I never heard of those people.
Massively famous YouTube stars.
What do they do?
They are they're YouTube stars. So they make YouTube videos, they vlog, they meet up with other like YouTube famous guys. They do like some like modeling. They're just social media influencers.
They're identical twins, and I think they got big on Vine because they're like really good looking.
They're like 19, majorly
hot.
Gorgeous.
All right.
Gorgeous.
Okay,
look
ladies.
Up Ethan and Grayson Dolan if you don't know who they are.
Hey, what do you mean ladies? I'm not a lady.
And the funeral home says, by the way, that cops and private security will be at the parlor during the wake, so don't even try them.
It's going to be like Weekend at Bernie. So he's going to grab their pop.
And I've got more proof for you that Tupac is alive. Suge Knight's son, Suge J. Knight, claims that Tupac is alive and is working on new music.
Yeah!
He recently posted on Instagram, I got Pac in the studio. New music coming. This ain't a joke. Suge J. then made another post asking for the hottest producer to work on the project. However, he did not include any information on how to get in contact with him. Last year, Suge claimed Tupac was still alive and living in Malaysia.
So do you think he's still alive, Alex?
Yes.
He's dead. Let the man rest in peace.
I think he's alive, too.
Hey, you said they tried to contact the hottest producer. They didn't contact me.
Coming up in less than an hour, a huge... Listen. Cut the music. This is important. A huge expose exposing a Hollywood pedophile dropped yesterday. I have been telling you about this. I have been telling you about this for over a year. Nobody believed me. Now, finally, people are talking about it. Finally. I am so excited to have this conversation with you to expose this POS. That's coming up less than an hour.
I question, and somebody's obsessed with certain things. Like, I feel like Alex is obsessed with murder and pedophilia.
Because I think, like, it's important to talk about, to get it out there so we can stop this problem and get rid of the stigma around it.
Okay.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Have you ever loved someone that you couldn't have? If so, call us right now. We'd love to talk to you. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Daria's on hold to talk to us next for Ask Alex, and she needs some major advice, and she needs it pretty quick. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and if you want to be part of Ask Alex, get some help, get some advice, get your question hopefully answered, at least, or get somewhere, a couple of ways to do that. 833-JOE-ALEX, you can call in. Also, the best way is probably to email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, and of course, social media. If you follow us at Joe and Alex Show, that's our Twitter and our Instagram, just send us a direct message, and we can get things set up there with a producer Porkchop and get you on like we have. This looks like we got Daria. Hey, Daria, you're on today for Ask Alex. What's going on?
Okay, so I could really use some non-judgmental advice.
We don't judge, right, Alex?
That's
no,
right.
No judgment here. Go ahead.
Only 50% of the time.
So for the past 2 years, I've had the biggest crush on my supervisor at work.
Uh-oh.
It started out as like this, just this tiny little, like, thinking he was cute, like a little baby crush, infatuation. And then over time, just working together and spending so much time together, it just turned into this, like, serious feeling that I honestly had to start seeing a counselor. It was that intense.
Whoa.
Yeah. So the reason why it's such a big deal is not only is he one of my bosses, which is horrible, he's also married.
Yikes.
Homewrecker.
Double yikes.
Homewrecker.
I'm not, though. I swear, I'm not the homewrecker type at all. Like, obviously, I would never, ever act on these feelings. I know how inappropriate it is. And I'm desperately trying to do everything I can to make him go away. It's just, I don't know. I've had several coworkers literally tell me how unhappy he is in his marriage. Both him and his wife are super unhappy. I guess they've separated, like, multiple times over the years. And obviously that doesn't help my infatuation with him.
Yeah, because it's kind of making you think, like, okay, he might be willing to leave her soon or has been trying to leave her.
Come here. Daria will take care of you.
Daria, darling.
Yeah, you'll never be alone.
I mean, we get along so well, and we constantly joke around, and we just have such a good time with each other. It's very relaxed. But, I mean, recently I've been trying to avoid him as much as possible, just seeing if that would help at all. And it hasn't, but, like, my feelings are just so out of hand, and I'm just trying whatever I can to reel it all in. And it's just, the anxiety of it is just killing me. And it makes it so much worse because he's noticed that I've been dodging him. Like, I guess he had a conversation with one of my other coworkers about it and brought it up to her that he's super upset that I'm dodging him and is, like, concerned that he did something wrong.
Oh, no. He's missing your attention. Maybe he is into you.
Yeah, I mean, I can't help but think that a little bit. I don't want to, but I'm just at a complete loss for what to do.
I think you should quit the job. I think you should quit the job, and then I think you tell him your feelings and see what he says.
That is, no offense, Alex, the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You don't quit a job because you got feelings for somebody. Who's going to pay your bills if she does that? That is just insane. Daria, hang on. We actually already got some people calling in this morning, and you can join in the conversation too. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Grace, first of all, what do you think about the situation with Daria?
Hi. Well, Daria, I wish you the best of luck. I can sympathize. I have had crushes on people who are just not available for me, and I think the best way is just to remove yourself from the situation. maybe like Liv was saying, maybe transfer to a new job.
That's what I was saying. It's ask Alex.
But it sounds like advice from Liv. Oh, just quit your job. It's okay. Yeah. You don't need a job.
Because I have liked people that were completely unavailable for me. When I was in high school, I had the biggest crush on this guy, and I like had no idea why he was not into me. As soon as we graduated high school, he came out as gay.
Ooh.
So you just got to give them some time to figure out the situation. He obviously had no idea that he was gay. You know, it sounds like this guy has no idea what he wants to do with his marriage.
I think we've all been there, Grace. We've all been there with the accidental gay-like.
But see, what if this guy is...
I've been there like 4 times. What I don't know why, but my gaydar is like the best and the worst. Because every guy I like is gay.
There you go, Grace. Thank
you. So many people relate to that one. So, let's just play devil's advocate and say, hypothetically, this guy is trying desperately to get out of his marriage, but he is just, you know, and he does have feelings for Daria, but he's too scared to act on them because he is married in the boss. So what if all it takes is Daria saying something? I'm just throwing that out there just as a, you know,
that's
an alternative thing.
Alex, I want you to think about this. Daria, don't give me your answer either. I want you to think about this. What if you do something like we used to do back in elementary school and you have somebody hand him a note saying, do you like Daria? Check yes or no.
Don't do that.
That might be something. Don't give me your answer yet. But hey, Daria, hang on. We've got some calls coming in and we'll take more from you. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. If you've been in a situation, we'd love to hear from you. Also, any advice that you can offer Daria. Also, hit us up on social media, on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We're talking to Daria for Ask Alex today. And she's in a little awkward situation, Alex, at work. Kind of not sure what to do.
She's in love with her supervisor. He's married. But she hears rumors that he's not super happy in his marriage and that he's left her several times over the last couple of years. So the question is, it's getting so bad for her and so hard for her working under him because she does like him so much, that should she just quit at this point and remove herself from the situation, or should she tell him her true feelings?
Okay, Daria, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, let's keep you on and talk to Madison. Hey, Madison, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing good. What do you want to say?
So mine's a workplace thing too. I've liked a guy for a number of years and I just found out his best friend likes me. So I would say grab the opportunity while you can and talk to them.
Really? Like at work she should bring this up? What should she say?
No, not at work, like after work, or like keep it professional at work.
But he's married.
I don't think that he should I don't think he should leave his wife, but I think she'll feel better if she tells him.
But he's married.
We just got a tweet that says marriage is just a piece of paper. It shouldn't matter.
Wow.
That is not it.
Oh, my gosh. See, that's just like, first of all, I want to go back to your point, Alex. I do not think, Daria, you should be quitting your job, no matter how much you like him, or even he says, yeah, Daria, I really like you. You should, if he told you, like, you should quit this job so we can be together, like, no, you need to have an income, you need to have a job. Live the web, girl, what's up?
Someone on Twitter said, you don't get your meat where you get your bread. So that's her advice. Don't bring it up.
Yeah, don't poop where you sleep or something like that.
I just think, like, Daria, if you bring it up, then you need to tell him the truth. So, like, you quit and you say the reason why is, look, I have feelings for you that are inappropriate. You're a married man, but I think you should know. So you're not trying to necessarily tell him, leave your wife for me, but you're leaving it open. Like, look, I know it's not appropriate because you are married and you're my boss. And if you are truly unhappy in your marriage and you were planning on leaving anyway, now you know my feelings. I think that's like the best compromise.
That is terrible. You're telling her to leave her job. That is a terrible compromise.
I'm just so embarrassed. Like, what if, I don't know, like, what if it gets around the office and what if he really doesn't like me and then it turns into this whole big thing? Like,
well, that's why
so
you gotta
much.
Quit. I don't. Because it will get out in the office and it will be embarrassing. So you have to have another job lined up before you do this.
If you want to be together with him, then there is going to be a big thing. There's obviously going to be a divorce involved, anything like that. So if you don't want to be together with him at all, then I just think that you quit, you don't bring it up, you never see him again. Or if you really want to see if he could be interested, then you do bring it up, but it will cause a big thing. But the price is that you could end up with him.
Let's talk to somebody. We're going to call them Anonymous. Hey, Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you want to say?
I was going to say life's too short, and she should. He's obviously unhappy. She should go after it.
What is wrong with all you home-wrecking women? Seriously, he's married.
Wait, time out. It would be a different, completely different story if he was happy and things were great, and obviously he's not. And again, life is too short
it
to be living
matter,
unhappy.
Though. As a guy that knows his wife probably is unhappy sometimes being married to him, talking about me, that doesn't mean that we should get or drift apart when we have fights or arguments. It's for better or for worse. Sounds like it might be a worse situation, but you don't open the gate for people to come in.
Well, I mean, but if it was just a fight, then it would be, you know, a fight and done. And everybody fights. There's a difference between fighting and being truly unhappy.
Becky, how many homes have you wrecked?
Anyway.
Ah! Exactly. Thank you, homewrecker. We appreciate it.
We're not homewreckers. We're hopeless romantics. There's a difference.
Oh, okay. It's just like a rom-com kind of. It's funny, even though we're destroying lives.
No, all that right. Would just be delusional.
All right. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's do one more call real quick. Shamika, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you're going to say an F word. What is the F word? How you feel?
I'm flabbergasted. I don't see how a woman would say, I think you should just go ahead and let him know how you feel. Her feelings are irrelevant. He's married. And if he's unhappy, he needs to be a man and decide, is he that unhappy and just leave her? Or he needs to stay and work his marriage out. Him being unhappy has nothing to do with her. And you're going to have some for sometimes for people you work with because you spend all day with them. But that's no reason to break up someone's marriage or to play a part in it.
Shamika, I think you hit it right on the head. And I think I'm going to start using the word flabbergasted more often in my daily lingo. Okay?
You're welcome.
Thank you. We love you.
Good advice.
Yeah, Daria, what do you think after hearing this? What are you going to do?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I don't want people to think I'm a homewrecker. That is not in any way my intention. I do not want to do that. It's just a tiny part of me is like, what if he's my soulmate? And then I miss out on the chance because he's scared and I'm scared and I don't know. I think I just need to think on it some more. And then I think I might just end up telling him at some point and see what happens.
You okay. Need to think on it or you need to sleep on it, wink, wink. Just kidding.
I don't know about all that.
Hey, Daria, thank you for calling in today for Ask Alex. If you ever want to get through and do that yourself, it's really easy to do. All you have to do is follow us on social media, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Or send us an email. It's joeandalexshow@gmail.com. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We know you got options out there, like hitting snooze or listening to something else. We appreciate that. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Let's play a little game right now and get you qualified for a trip to the 61st Annual Grammy Awards. And just for getting qualified, if you win, you'll get a digital download of artists that are nominated for Grammys this year. Let's go to Kara. Got you on hold right there. Are we doing one player or two? Two players. Okay, let's go to line number six. John, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. All right, Porkchop, explain this game this morning.
All right, today's game is going to be Joe versus Alex, and you're playing a little throwback game. We're going to really test and see who's older here.
Oh, well.
I mean, Joe's older.
Yes.
By a lot.
And wiser and handsomer and all that good stuff.
So first of all, Kara, ladies first, you get to pick who's your representative. Who's your teammate? Is it going to be Joe or Alex?
I'm going to go with Joe.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying, girl? We're going to win.
All right, Kara and Joe. That means, John, you are with Alex. So Alex and Joe.
Right.
I've picked a bunch of songs here.
Okay.
They're all throwback songs that have been won. A Grammy has been won by an artist.
Oh.
Okay.
Now what you have to do is I'm going to play the song.
Yeah.
And you have to tell me what year the song came out.
So do we each get a chance to answer or what?
You buzz in with your name and say whenever you want to.
Okay.
I will give you multiple choice though. You can buzz in before the multiple choice if you want, but if you get it wrong, the other person gets a chance to steal.
All right. What's this, best of five here?
Best of five.
Let's do it then.
There's song number one.
Joe. No, just kidding. Here we go. Look at Alex is like about to press her mouse like it's a trigger. You can't buzz in that way. Here we go.
Alex.
Whoa, okay.
2008.
That is incorrect.
Ooh, I'd like to hear the options.
Was it 2004, 2006, or 2007?
Seven.
That is correct.
Yeah!
Yes!
Woo!
Here we go. Next I chose song? The right partner.
Okay, all right.
Oh, okay. I think you did. Here's our second song. Go ahead, buzz in early again, Alex. Oh, God, I remember
Alex.
This.
04.
That is incorrect.
You do know it's multiple choice, Alex, right?
Don't
tell
her. I
thought we had to say our name.
I said she could buzz in with her name early if she wants to say.
And that's twice she's done it.
She wants to say, so she can.
Let her do it, okay.
Then the other person gets a chance to steal.
Doesn't the first person get to hear the multiple choice if they want to?
If they want to, but she doesn't want to.
Let her listen. Let her yell her name.
I didn't know that part.
Well, he explained it.
I said that.
No. We explain rules. Alex never listens.
I know, but I'm just making sure she knows, okay?
Okay. I understand the game, and I'm up 1-0 and about to be 2-0, so what are the options?
2005, 2002, or 2000?
Oh, that is 2005.
That is incorrect. It's 2002.
What? Oh, man, I just lose my street cred. I'm from Michigan. That's terrible. All right,
song
here we go.
Three.
Here we go.
Can you feel the love tonight?
That's Elton John. We know that, right?
Did that come out in 1994?
Wait, no one buzzed in.
B, 1996, or C, 1991?
Joe.
Go ahead.
That is 1994.
That is correct.
Yes!
By the way, I just want to put this on the record. I'm rooting for Alex.
Of course, because no offense. You guys aren't dumb. You guys are the dumbest people I know. Like, he explained the rules, went over it, and you're like, I don't get it.
He worded it so weird.
I said you could buzz in whenever you want or wait to hear the options.
Chops, you worded it weird, but so, continue with game
four. No offense, but if Joe understands it, then I think everyone
forget you. Okay, now hold on. It's 2-0, and if
That's
I get this, does that mean I automatically win then?
That is correct.
All right, let's get the win. Here's your song. Good luck.
Alex. Tell me the multiple choices.
You can't.
No.
That's what you just said.
You got to wait for the song.
Gosh. Liv said, can she buzz her name and ask for multiple choice? You said yes.
No, you can't ask.
Well, you said yes.
I said buzz in if you want or wait for the multiple choice.
You never said wait for
the
multiple choice.
Yes, I did. You guys, seriously. That's okay.
Why would you be able to buzz in and say, hey, give me the multiple choice? Like,
I don't know, but
sense.
I asked that and you said, yeah, if she wants it.
So what? Now I have to guess the year?
Yes.
Okay, 91.
That is incorrect.
I would like to hear the options now that the song's over.
Is it 1987, 1982, or 1989?
Joe, I'm going to go with 1989.
That is incorrect. It is 1987.
Oh, does that mean I still win the game?
Nope.
No.
Because you've only got two right and there's still two left.
Just so you know, the rules of this game are absolute trash.
No, they're not. It's
they
just
don't
you don't
How are they trash?
You
because
never,
you didn't
you
understand
never pay
that.
Attention.
You've done a
you have
you've
not.
Done a trash job of explaining what the rules truly
No, we didn't.
Are.
You That's... never come up with games, so don't trash pork chop.
No, but I agree.
And
Liv,
you don't understand anything sometimes.
Well, that's true.
Go ahead, next song.
All right, here we go. But since you've been
gone, Alex.
Okay, what year?
Why the hell would she buzz in?
Why can't I?
You can wait till the song's over. Then he'll give you options.
Everybody's wetting their diapers. Everybody on the show is so upset.
I just feel bad for your guy, John, because you're like not understanding or comprehending how
the game works. I'm understanding. You said I can buzz my name in if I want.
I'm just hoping she gets the songs right. I don't know any of the years.
Oh, God.
Go ahead. What year, Alex?
06.
That is incorrect.
Okay, I would like to now that I get to hear the full range of options like anybody else would get to do if they
Joe's
played the
so
game.
Joe's so holier than thou. Look at him.
No, but you're just being
upset.
So stupid right
so
now.
Upset. Guys, I think he's going to have to do an emergency session with his therapist.
But
after
do
this.
You realize how dumb you are? That's all I'm asking. Do you realize how dumb you are? I feel bad for John that you're
he's
not even making
red.
It a game.
He's turning red and he's not even the one losing.
She doesn't
crazy.
Realize how dumb
I'm
she is.
I'm turning red.
All right, Joe.
So is it A, 2007? This is for the win, by the way. A, 2007, B, 2006, or C, 2004?
I don't even remember the song.
Kelly Clarkson,
Since You've Been Gone.
Hey, it is 2004, the year I graduated high school.
That is correct, and Joe's the winner.
Good job. Sorry, John.
Yeah, good job, John. Sorry you never had a chance, buddy. Come on, put those hands up.
Just so you know, no one's hands are up.
All right, we're going to have a brief timeout here as we bicker and fight, and we will continue the Joe and Alex show after a brief.
The only one that's upset is you.
No,
For no reason.
I'm happy. I won. My contestant won. I represented him right there. I'm upset how you guys treated pork chop, to be honest with you. I think that was out of line. But let's pause briefly for station identification. It is the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. Hey, good morning. So, what did you hide from your significant other? I mean, maybe you're still hiding it, but at first you're like, oh gosh, I can't tell them about this. I can't show them this. I don't want them to see this. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. I hope she doesn't really hate me. Like, I genuinely do care about her feelings. Liv the Web Girl, would you share with everybody what you hid from your significant other, Jewel Daddy? I'm sorry. I'm not.
No, you're not.
No, I really am. Like, I do care about your feelings, but what'd you hide?
I didn't want to bring this up, and I pray to the Lord Jesus that Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, is not listening right now.
He's not.
But he still doesn't know that I use a squatty potty.
Good
now,
grief.
For those of
why
you
does that,
that
even matter for him not to know?
That's a good question. I don't think it does.
Because, I mean, I guess he can know. It's just the fact that, like, he is the most, like, obsessive person when it comes, like, personal hygiene. And, like, he is just obsessed with it. And he just gets so grossed out so easily by everything. And so it's like, that's just something that we do not talk about. Like, I'm not joking when I say I had never even known this guy has gone number two.
Maybe he doesn't.
Until we were in Hawaii a couple weeks ago. And I was looking around the condo we were staying in for him. And then finally he was like in the bathroom. And you could tell he was sitting down and he was missing for a while.
You lose a lot of that privacy and secrecy when you go on vacation together.
That is like when I realized. I was like, oh my gosh, this guy actually does go number two. So that is something that is not talked about in our relationship. He finds it so gross. He doesn't want to talk about it with his bros or with anyone. And so that's why I haven't brought it up, that I use a squatty potty. Like,
which helps you go to the bathroom. Like, it makes it, like, easier the way you should go.
Yeah. So it's like a little stool. So when you sit down on the toilet, it's like a stool that you kind of put your feet on and it makes things easier. Now, I've used one since literally, like, probably 2015 or so.
They're amazing. I have one, too. And I don't hide it. You come over, you use it.
Yeah, it is absolutely amazing. But yeah, he still to this day has no idea that I have one. So anytime he would come over to my apartment early in our relationship, I would like hide it in my closet. It was hidden in my closet.
You should not be embarrassed or hide that. But if you have something like that, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. We want to know, what did you hide? Or maybe you're still hiding it from your significant other. Alex, are you hiding anything from the Egyptian?
Yeah, her virginity.
Yeah, that. No, I mean, kidding. Nothing. No, honestly, I probably should hide more. You know, he told me the other night, he said, when we first started dating, you weren't totally the last couple weeks like how you really are now. And I was like, yeah, because girls hide their crazy in the beginning. And
that's
like,
a good one.
He was like, so you're admitting you're crazy? I was like, yes, but every single girl is. It's just like there's differences. I'm not keying his car, obviously.
Yet.
That is like truly crazy. But what I do is like, you know, in the beginning, the first couple weeks of our relationship, I wouldn't have texted him 100 times if he didn't answer my call, for example. I'd be like, where are you? What are you doing? Like kind of being funny like that. But now I'm not afraid to quadruple text his ass and, you know, blow his phone up if he doesn't answer me or something like that. That is what I mean by quote unquote crazy. But I mean, so he says I hid that from him, but like I straight up told him, like, just so you know, I'm a little crazy.
See,
I told him that in the beginning.
I'm not crazy like that. And I also think that like it escalates. The amount of things that girls hide from their significant other when they're first starting to like date and talk is like different from person to person. Because I have a friend who is almost like a 180 when they're like dating and talking.
How so?
And then she's just like a person, if they're dating and talking, she'll like always do her hair. She'll always shave her legs. She'll do her makeup. She'll look cute. Her room will be clean. Her apartment will be clean.
Oh, my apartment is 100% dirtier now than when we first started dating.
Would you hide for them?
You want a dirty girl?
Yes.
Like it was all cleaned
but
up?
But I guarantee you, your apartment is not dirty like my friend's apartment. She'll like be like very motherly and like cleanly and be like cool and not crazy. And then when they start to date, it is completely different.
I know a lot of girls that offer up nookie constantly in the beginning of dating, and then once they start dating, it's more like once a week or so.
Good luck.
And they're like, no, this is like how I really am, but I was trying to reel you in the beginning.
Oh, that's how it was with special kisses. I don't even think I ever got one after I got married.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The Atlantic dropped a bombshell story on Bohemian Rhapsody director Bryan Singer yesterday by revealing multiple young Hollywood men as young as 13, saying that he raped them when they were in their early teens. One of the victims said that when he saw the Harvey Weinstein drama unfolding, he was thinking, me too, only I was a kid. The details of this piece will absolutely wreck you. I'm warning you. What is crazy is, one, I've been talking about this, Bryan Singer being outed for this stuff for like a year now on this show. So I do feel like if you listen to our show when it comes to exposing these types of Hollywood predators, you're going to hear it here first. One. Two, Andy Dick, the comedian, is the next rumored person to be outed for rumors of pedophilia and sexual assault among young boys in Hollywood. Yesterday, when Time's Up was asked for a comment on this, they did not give one, by the way, and it's just crazy. Bryan Singer allegedly told his child victims, no one's going to believe you, which is what this article is called. And over the last 20 years, Bryan Singer's films have earned more than $3 billion at the box office, putting him in the top tier of Hollywood directors. So this guy is same level Weinstein type of situation where you've got so many people working under you and amongst you and around you. And so I think we're going to start seeing a lot more names in 2019 around this kind of stuff.
That's unfortunate to hear, because like I saw Bohemian Rhapsody and I thought it was an incredible movie.
Yeah, it's messed up. I didn't want to go see it because I didn't want to support Bryan Singer, but I mean, a lot of people did say the movie was good, which is hard. That's what's so hard, is that these people put out amazing movies or amazing TV shows. And
or music.
Or music, and you want to consume it and you want to watch it because, yes, it's entertaining, but at the expense of what? At the expense of who? The Jersey Shore family vacation star, I think this is hilarious, Vinny, is asking for Kim Kardashian's help to free Mike the Situation Sorrentino from prison. He's currently serving 8 months in prison for tax evasion, and during a recent interview, he was asked how Mike is doing, and he said, I heard he's doing great in there. I know he's going to do good. He was never really nervous about it, so I was praying. I just hope once he's in there, he's okay. The reporter then said that Kim Kardashian has been getting prisoners out of jail, and Vinny responded and said, so she's going to do it for Mike. Kim, Mike is an amazing person. To me, he's completely reformed. He's a great member of society. He preaches to kids who have addictions. He's a big advocate and evangelist for recovery. Vinny thinks Mike is better off out here out of jail. Kim, by the way, has yet to respond to Vinny's request, but
didn't he do like
I think
tax
that's hilarious.
Fraud?
It's something white collar like
yeah,
that.
You dummy. Go to jail. Do your gym stuff, your tanning and your laundry there.
Man, I think that is just crazy. Meek Mill and Jay-Z and the owners of the Philadelphia 76ers, Brooklyn Nets, and New England Patriots came together in New York yesterday to announce the launch of an organization that will lobby for changes to state probation and parole laws. Sixers co-owner Michael Rubin said the group is dedicating $50 million to the effort, and Patriots owner Robert Kraft said the current system is not good for America. We can make America better if we really cure this problem. And Dr. Phil was on Jimmy Kimmel and told a story about a guy approaching him in Las Vegas years ago that has to do with this dude, Oprah, and Oprah's longtime boyfriend, who Dr. Phil knows very well. His name is Stedman. But this entire situation is just so wild. Listen to this.
This guy comes up to me out of the blue, I don't know, well-dressed, African-American guy, and says, oh, I'm so glad to see you. I have Stedman Graham's passport. I said, what? He said, I have Stedman Graham's passport. I've had it for 2 years.
What?
I said, why do you have his passport? He said, well, I found it. I'm from Miami. I found it 2 years ago, and I've had it all this time. I haven't known what to do with it until I saw you tonight.
What is so funny about the story is, so this guy tells me he has the passport. He runs to his hotel room, gets it, runs back across the lobby, gives it to Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil's like, well, his address is in here. Why didn't you just mail it? And the guy's like, oh, my God, I didn't even think about that. For one, two, when Dr. Phil texted Oprah that he had Stebbins' passport from this random stranger, Oprah responded and said,
holy blank, which I think is hilarious because I can't.
Oprah doesn't swear.
I can't imagine Oprah swearing, but the entire story is fantastic. That's the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, I don't know if this will come as a surprise to everyone, but Alex got called out at the nail salon for being rude.
But what do you mean it's not? This shouldn't be a surprise to everybody.
I can see how some people might say you're rude.
I'm telling you right now, this wasn't rude at all. It was completely normal and acceptable. So I am anxious to hear what you have to say because I know that Joe is wrong about this.
It's coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now, the number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Believe it or not, Alex got called out for being rude.
Someone tried to tell me that I was being inconsiderate for doing this yesterday, and I absolutely disagree. I could not believe that this had happened to me. So
I can't even imagine. I'm going to have to try to sit back and imagine it.
Yesterday, when the show was over, I went to get my nails done. I was due for a manicure and pedicure. I go every 2 weeks, okay? So I am in there, and it's right after the show. And one thing about us is, well, I don't know about Liv and Porkchop, but I do know for Joe and I, we are similar in this, and that when the show is over and we are home and when we first get home or we go out right after the show for lunch or whatever, we do not want to talk to anyone.
Leave me alone.
We are decompressing. We just woke up so early in the morning and we're full-blown, 100% energy, 100% on,
woo,
if you know what I mean, for everybody, and talking nonstop for 5 to 6 hours. So we're really, really tired, and we just want to rest our voices and rest our minds. So when I go to get my nails done, especially if it's after the show, I like to sit there, and I don't like to talk. I'm not saying I won't talk to somebody if they, you know, say something to me, but, you know, for the most part, I'm not initiating full-blown conversations. So I took out of my purse my earbuds to listen to a podcast. And so I'm listening to the podcast the entire time I'm getting my pedicure, you know, acknowledging when the woman doing my pedicure is talking to me to ask me questions or tell me to move my feet or whatever. But otherwise, we are not speaking. When I move to go sit at the little desk to get my nails done, the woman next to me starts talking to me. I like am just casually glancing over and I see her mouth moving and her making eye contact with me. So I realize she's talking to me. So I take one of my earbuds out and I'm like, I'm sorry, what are you saying? And she said, you've had your earbuds in the entire time you've been here. Don't you think that's really rude? And I said, no, I'm sorry. I said, most people in here are not talking to the person. I mean, not, you know, really talking to the people that are doing their nails. They don't necessarily have AirPods or earbuds in, but they're just sitting there quietly or closing their eyes or almost like taking a nap as they're getting pedicures and stuff. I was like, you know, I don't think I'm being rude at all. And she just said, That's what she said.
How old was this person?
I mean, older than me, like a mom.
Why wouldn't you want to talk to people, though? Like, I could see that because I am tired at the end of the day and I feel bad for my wife because it's really an effort that I make more now than ever to engage in conversation when she gets home because after we're done talking, it's weird. I don't have to talk the rest of the day. Like, I could not say a word. I could just be silent. But don't you like talking to people when you're out and about, like getting your nails done or different things? Like when I go to a store or something and I talk to the person at the register, I don't just like say, scan my stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess it just depends on my mood, but I would say more often than not, the first thing that I'm doing when I get out of here, whether it's my drive home or whatever, I don't want to talk to anybody. I want to sit and relax, which is what the purpose of my mani-pedi was yesterday, was to sit there and relax. Just like if I were to go get a massage, I want to sleep while I'm in there and close my eyes. I don't want to have a full-blown conversation. I don't think it's rude to listen to a podcast in there. Like, I don't know. Was it rude of me to have my earbuds in while I was getting a mani-pedi and not talk?
I will say that there's a difference between talking to someone at a cash register, like when you're like getting lunch or something like that, than like a mani-pedi when you're with them for an hour, if not more, if you're getting both a manicure and a pedicure to talk someone the whole time. Like, that's way different.
It's like literally 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's way different than just like checking out at like Taco Bell or like Panera or whatever it may be. So I get that. And I have actually thought, because I always get my nails done right after the show as well, whenever I do go. And most of the times I'm so tired that I don't talk at all. I have actually thought about bringing my headphones in.
Right.
But I've been too scared and didn't want them to think that I was being rude.
Well,
but
see,
so there you go. You're saying right now that it is rude.
But I wanted to do it. And also, I have had someone doing my nails put in their Bluetooth headphones and have a full-blown phone conversation.
Dude, how many times?
The entire time they're doing my nails.
You are so right. And how many times when you're getting your nails done, are they answering their phone too?
Yes.
They always talk on their phone. That's way ruder to me to be talking on your phone, not only in public, but when you're like dealing with somebody like that or checking out at a register or working with somebody like that, doing it a service for them to be on the phone, whether you're the customer or the provider. Right. That is way ruder.
I have a question.
Okay.
When females or the majority of females go out to get a pedicure or manicure, isn't it like slightly therapeutic?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like a massage or whatever.
So I'm thinking like if I go to get my hair cut, the haircutter guy, the barber, he always wants to talk to me. And I think it's because there's a slight therapy behind this. So I feel like they think you're coming there to get your nails done and that you want to relax and talk. So I feel like maybe for you, Alex, it would be okay to just say, hey, just so you know, I've had a long day, so I'm going to put in my headphones.
That's a good point, Porkchop. I went yesterday and saw my barber, Nick, and he trimmed up my my beard. And we had a good conversation, not for 2 hours. It probably was only 20 minutes just to trim up the sides. But we talked, and it's kind of therapy. We shoot the stuff about this and that, you know, and I think that's a good point.
Again, I want to highlight here, 20 minutes compared to 2 hours.
Yeah.
Also, majority of the time when I go and get my nails done, the person doing my nails doesn't even talk to me. Mm. They're like,
I would say, do you want
this color? Like most of the time they don't talk to me. I have had some that do talk to me and I'll engage. But I, last week when I got my nails done, was almost falling asleep in the chair. And I was so grateful that this woman was not trying to talk to me because I have never been that exhausted in my life.
Hmm. All right. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Maggie.
What's up, Maggie?
Hi.
Hey, what'd you want to say?
Can I make a song request?
Of course, Maggie. You can totally request a song.
Can I request Baby Shark?
Yes. That's how entertaining this was. And that's probably what the lady was listening to. She was probably listening to Baby Shark when she was getting her stuff done.
That's what I should have been listening to.
I'm convinced that this also has to do with like the age gap.
Like, I think it does
definitely,
too.
Definitely think that it has to do with an age gap. It's so normal for like millennials and like people our age to always have their headphones in and to always be listening to music or podcasts constantly. Like if they're grocery shopping, pumping their gas, like whatever it is, they're constantly listening to music. And I think that the older generation never had those luxuries because they never had it at their fingertips since a young age. So they don't do that kind of stuff.
I think you're right. I mean, we had like Walkmans and we had CD players with anti-shock skip. Still being a millennial like you, just on the other spectrum of it, I think there is something, though, about having a conversation. But then again, it's a whole other ballgame. 2 hours compared to 20 minutes, I don't even think I could talk to somebody for 2 hours.
That's the thing. I wasn't being rude. When they did speak to me about certain things, I answered respectfully, answered the question, and continued listening. It's not like I'm ignoring or being rude when I did speak. And, you know, like I said, most of the other women in there were not talking to their nail techs. So why does it matter if I'm not talking sitting there without headphones in or sitting there not talking with them in?
The lady next to you was rude because she has no idea what you're going
through. Exactly.
Like,
that's
say,
what I think.
If I'm getting my nails done for a funeral?
Right.
Exactly.
Let's just say you lost a family member and you want to be like in the zone. And like, yeah.
Well, then talk about it. Tell us about the dead person.
I'm literally so triggered about this like girl that was sitting next to you. I'm like so annoyed about it. She's rude.
Did you leave a tip?
Yes, of course.
Okay, good. Otherwise, you'll have something to talk about next time you go back there.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Well, this is awkward and something you don't see every day. 37-year-old Jared was with a friend on Tuesday. This happened in Boulder, Colorado, and they agreed, hey, you know what? We'll exchange two pairs of pants. You give me your pants, I'll give you mine. One pair for the other pair. Jared wanted to look good for an appointment he had, so I guess they were maybe nicer pants that he didn't have. So he decided after he got them, you know what? I don't like these. And he dealt with it in a very unorthodox way. He actually grabbed a knife and stabbed his friend in the back.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's not what I would do. I'd be like, yo, let's just switch. Jared's friend was taken to the hospital with some serious injuries, and I haven't seen an update on the condition, but hopefully he's doing okay. Police caught up with Jared at an Eddie Bauer store down the road. Guess what he was doing there?
What?
Trying to steal some pants.
Oh my gosh.
Wanted to get a new pair. He's facing charges for first-degree assault, robbery, and theft. How did it go that bad that quick?
Shorty had them apple bloody jeans.
Boots with the fur. for the Joe and Alex Show. Bow, bow. Good morning. Hey, how you doing? You looking good today? Yes, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and you can join in our conversation anytime. Call us 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. The question we're asking is, how often are you flipping pancakes if you're under 35? And the reason we're doing that age thing is it's kind of about millennials and what they're calling a sex recession. Check out this.
I was reading an article with the headline that said millennials are in a sexual recession, and it surprised me. Does that headline surprise you all?
No, it doesn't.
Why?
I think there's a lot of responsibilities that millennials have today that past generations didn't have, so we don't have that freedom. It's harder to get a job today. Student loans. Yeah. Being overworked and underpaid does not exactly make me feel sexy.
Rising economic pressures have nicknamed millennials the boomerang generation. A third of 25 to 29 year olds still live at home with their parents, the highest percentage in 75 years.
Can't exactly, you know, bring somebody home. Hey, Mom. This is my mom.
That would be awkward.
Yeah. Right?
People don't usually want more sex. They want better sex. Yeah. It's not fulfilling on whatever level it is, either the connection you feel with that person, the connection you feel with yourself.
Mental health has a lot to do with it. I know that a lot of my friends, myself and my partner, all struggle with mental health, and that can have like a direct effect on your libido.
That is a good point. 833-JOE-ALEX. How often are you flipping pancakes if you're under 35? Like if you're a millennial, 833-563-2539. Alex, how often are you flipping pancakes?
I can't participate in this conversation because I'm waiting till I'm married, but how often are you guys? I wanted to go around the room and you guys reveal how often. If we're talking weekly.
All right, pork chop, how often?
I feel like this is a deeper conversation, but...
It's pretty simple. How often are you flipping pancakes?
No, at least in our situation, it's not pretty simple.
Okay, let's just make it something simple. How long are you doing something physical?
Okay. Once a week.
Is it scheduled out? Like, hey,
no.
It's time to do that because you like to set your alarms. We know
so
that.
So we're talking about something physical?
Yeah, not more. Well, more than making out.
But this article is talking about
flipping pancakes
straight up, so I don't think it should be...
Then pork chop, you say the flipping pancakes thing. We're not going to judge you, but I will say that your boyfriend did give me a little bit of insight about this.
Oh, did
like
he?
Like I said, it really is a deeper conversation. But,
right, but just say. So you can say it's a deeper conversation,
month.
But okay.
Okay.
What? Huh?
That's fine. The article said people are flipping less pancakes if they're under 35. So far, producer Pork Chop is lending to that argument. So, Liv,
didn't realize
what about
Viagra
you?
Was that expensive.
Because all of us on the show are under 35, so we can.
Right.
Well, besides, I'm not having, you know, but everyone else can answer.
All right, Liv, the web girl.
I would say probably like every like 5 days or like once a week.
Okay.
About once a week. Okay. Oh my gosh. I feel like mine's, I feel bad because it's embarrassing for sure for my wife, for us to talk about this. It has nothing to do with her, but the thing about libido, I'm on, like an anxiety/antidepressant. I just upped it not too long ago. And my doctor said, Joe, this is really going to affect your libido, your sex drive. And after they upped it, I really noticed it because I didn't even want to do anything by myself. Like, no, I'm serious. Like, sometimes, you know, like, I let alone my wife, I didn't even want
to make breakfast on your own.
No, I didn't. I did not. And that's weird because I usually always do that. I would say that we're about once every couple of months.
Okay. So then our show, at least the facts here presented, the people presented, are lending to this theory being true.
Yeah,
Liv is probably a little above average. Possibly.
What?
Possibly.
Yeah.
According to this article.
Wow. Yeah, that's saying there's a recession. Apparently things are booming over there with Liv and Jewel, Daddy. Stephanie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are you? Are you in a recession or how are things?
I am married. I've been married for 4 years.
And how old are you?
I am 23.
Okay.
And we got married when I was 19.
Wow.
He is 29. He'll be 30 in September. So there's a little bit of age difference between us. But we have sex probably at least 2 to 3 times a week.
That's good for you, girlfriend.
Yeah, that's for sure above average.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. All right. Well,
like, we don't have any problems with that department.
Now, I don't know how much you talk to your friends, and I know girls talk, but do you feel like that's an average number among your peers around that age, or do you feel like you guys are kind of setting the pace?
I mean, the only thing that's different kind of between me and a lot of my peers is I'm married. Like, my friend has 3 kiddos, and her kids are by the same dad, but she's not married.
Well, are they dating? Are they together? I think it works
for
anyone who's
dating.
No,
they split up.
Okay.
They're split up. And she's dating another.
Well, then with her other person, do you know how frequently they are?
They probably, I mean, I don't really know exactly, but I think at least once or twice a week.
Wow.
Interesting. Thanks for sharing. So what I want to know is, Joe, you talked about yours, that yours is as often or, you know, not as often as
I just
as
don't
it
have
is.
A drive. My wife, right. I feel bad because my wife wants to have sex more than I do. And that sounds so weird because single Joe would try to hump anything that was like warm and moved.
So yours is a medication side effect. The article talked about how so many millennials are not wanting to flip pancakes because of the pressure of student loans, financial issues, and stuff like that. So producer Porkchop, with you and, you know, the frequency that you're doing it, which you said would be on average once a month, do you think that that's why? Is it financial pressure and just stresses of everyday life?
I could say that. I mean, it is deeper, but right now I just feel like a lot of the times at night I'm just tired. I want to, you know, when I get home and go to bed, I just want to go to bed.
Now, before I upped my medication, which really reduced my drive, it felt insecure. Like, I know my wife married me and she's seen me naked and we've obviously had sex before, but it's just, it's so weird for me because when I was, like I said, single Joe and then I started dating Lindsay, I'm like, please give it up. Please, can we do this? And now it's like, she'll grab my butt or something like that and just whatever, just initiate physical contact. And I'm like, oh no. And I feel so bad because it's not her. It's not. It would be any woman. It's just I feel
the same
insecure.
Way. You know? I feel the same. Well, I don't. Well, actually, I don't feel this. I'm not insecure, but I feel like I feel bad because I feel like sometimes, you know, he will want to, you know, be in the mood, and I'm just not in the mood, and it's just because I'm.
I don't know.
Tired.
I don't know if it's just because I'm a V card holder, or tell me if you guys are the same way. I am obsessed with knowing the amount, like how often people are flipping pancakes. Like, I love knowing the ins and outs of people's.
See, I think that's because you're a virgin.
Is it because that? So you guys don't ever wonder?
Wonder it with my friends.
No. See, I do.
No,
I want.
No, I do.
I look at a couple in public, and I'm like, dude, I wonder how often they get it on.
Wow.
I don't necessarily know about couples, but like people that we work with, or somebody that I hung out with the other day. It's nothing with me having like flipping pancakes with them. It's just the actual fact I'm wondering, like, do they have sex at all, or do they do it all the time?
Wow,
and
then,
I love knowing.
And then they admitted something. I'm like, oh my gosh, look at you do your thing.
I've never wondered that, but I will say my one friend that I have that is in a relationship, they're doing it 2 to 3 times a week.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Man, okay. Well, this is interesting. We could take some calls if anybody does want to call in and share. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Kind of interested to see if there is a recession or it's just going on the Joe and Alex show.
Somebody sent us a conspiracy theory on Twitter. They said it's all population control. The government is decreasing libido with medication and food, deterring people from smashing.
Okay.
That is crazy because, you know, there are people that are more medicated now than ever before.
Oh, and the government has all the control over, like, pharmaceuticals, so you know this could be true.
We are moving on. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Is there a millennial pancake flipping recession? That's what it sounds like. Whether it's stress, living at home, harder to flip pancakes when you're living with mom and dad in the basement, or whatever it may be. 833-JOE-ALEX. Are you part of that? Or you're like, no, everything's working fine over here. Let's start things off this morning with Caitlin. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Hey, so me and my fiance have been together 7 years, and in the beginning, we, you know, probably like every day, we would flip pancakes every day, but now that we work so much and we do have the stress of everyday life, we're lucky to get to it once a week. So I was comparing myself to all you guys. I've actually wondered, do couples go at it more than that?
I wonder that all the time. I'm glad I'm not the only person. So you agree, being nosy about people's pancake flipping is normal?
All the time. I literally see strangers at the store, and
yes.
I wonder,
do they do it more than me?
Yes.
Do you wonder, like, how they do it, too?
Sometimes. Yes. I know that's, like, really gross. But
no,
yeah,
it's not.
Like,
it's just natural curiosity. Don't feel bad about that, Caitlin. Hey, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Someone who wants to be anonymous on Instagram said, my girl and I have 4 kids, both work full-time jobs. I'm going to school to get my master's degree, and we flip pancakes 1 to 2 times a day.
Get out.
Some people have a drive, though.
They are lying.
No, I believe it. I have an old co-host I used to work with, and we would talk about it not on air, but she did it at least once a day, sometimes twice.
How
every
are you?
Day.
Okay,
every
but
day.
Think about it. So he said they both have a full-time job and the kids, and he's in school. So that means he'd only have a couple hours then,
morning
before
and
he went
night.
To bed.
It doesn't
morning
take that long, Alex.
Night,
you can do it shower time.
Okay, well, I was going to say that they're doing it back-to-back.
You can shake and bake,
right,
baby.
Right before sleeping.
Well, you don't know. They could be, but they could also be doing morning delight, or...
I guess it must be morning and night, because I don't know how during the course of your day how you would then.
One day, Alex, and you're a married woman, you'll find out.
This is stressing me out.
Why? You're like, I can't do it that much?
Yeah.
Andrew, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
I have as far as flipping pancakes go, me and my girlfriend are polyamorous, so I have 4 partners. And between, I usually have flip pancakes 4 to 6 times in a week.
Jeez. With all different people?
Yes.
You're using protection, aren't you?
What?
You're using protection, right?
We have a testing and protection, yes.
Okay, good.
All right, well, testing does no safe. Good without the protection. Make sure you wear an apron, okay?
Oh, definitely.
All right, if you're out there flipping pancakes. Yeah, okay. Oh, God, there's batter all over.
Scuba diving suit.
I'm Scuba Steve. Let's talk to Christina. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Christina?
Hi, good morning, guys.
How often do you flip pancakes?
Like once or twice a day, because like we moved to Indy and financial stress, and we just got closer.
So, like, the stress made
helped?
You do it more?
Yes.
Interesting.
If that was the case, my wife wouldn't be able to walk. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, if you missed anything today on the show, go to joeandalexshow.com. Also, follow us on social media, Instagram and Twitter. We do it both. @ Joe and Alex Show. So, what do you cool cats got going on today? Producer Porkchop, what's happening with you?
I am going to Uber drive the rest of the day because my car is finally good. Thank you so much to the Pearson Ford Quick Lane off of 106th. They were so good. Fixed my car, steering wheel's good, and so is my transmission. But I've got a funny story about yesterday. This is hilarious. So I go in there, and one of the guys, I haven't seen him because I've been in there a couple times, so he's kind of new, and to me at least. And he says, we were talking. I said, oh, yeah. He's like, what do you do? I was like, oh, I work in radio. And so he started, like, going off about, not going off, but started naming his favorite radio shows, like, around the area, around
Indianapolis.
How
far down the list were we?
No, we weren't far down the list at all. So actually, he says, yeah, and I like that one morning show. What are they? He's like, I don't remember what station or their name, but they've got the gay guy, the producer Porkchop.
And
I was
kidding.
I was like, oh, and I was like, I don't think he's gay. I think he's bi. And he's like, oh, you know him? And I was like, yeah. Well, what else do you like about that show? And then he's like, oh, I don't know. He's like, the one girl is always, I feel like, trying to get him to say something that's going to make him go off. But he never goes off, and he's just like, chill. I was like, oh, yeah, actually, I know him. That's me. And he goes, no way. I'm like, yeah, dude, like, that's me. I'm Porkchop. He's like, oh, dude, you're so cool. But anyways, I thought that was funny.
That's always so funny because I do that a lot too. Like, I'll be like, oh, really? What do you think about that show? And I, like, I'll always do that for a minute just to see if I can catch them talking crap about me just so I can be like, yeah, I'm hurt. Because how awkward is that?
So somebody called you a B, you'd be like, oh, well, that's me.
No,
would you be like quiet?
I would be like, oh, yeah, I've heard the same thing. And then I would have let them, like, really go in on me and then been like, gosh, you know, you want to know what's so crazy? I'm that girl. Like, I would do something like that.
I love that. I feel like that is petty goals right there.
I love getting the candid idea of a show, you know, like what people think of us, really.
Yeah, for sure. You're really going to like tomorrow's Freak Show Friday then, because what this person does to candidly find out what people think of them has to be. Well, I don't know if it's illegal, but it is definitely disturbing.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm looking forward to today. Not my doctor's appointment where I have to turn and cough, but later on tonight. I hate doing that. But there's the. It's called the Biggest Social. It's with Big Brothers Big Sisters. It's like a meetup for people that are big brothers and sisters and people that want to become one.
Ooh.
And I don't know how far up it is, but it's pretty close to the top of the Salesforce Tower where we're going to meet tonight.
Oh, that's fun.
So I've always wanted to get up there.
Is it invite only or can anyone go?
I think you got to like sign up for it ahead of time, like get a ticket. So
okay.
I don't know, but I'm excited. Also, another cool event tonight is a Girl Scouts and the beer.
Like oh,
the Girl Scout cookies and beer. That's going on at Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Yeah,
so,
that is fun.
There's a lot happening.
Last night, the Egyptian forwarded me an email. He got the the information for the kid that Big Brothers Big
yes.
Sisters was wanting to match him with. And I was going over like every single thing with him. Like, what do you think about this? What are you going to do about this? How are you going to do this? What the mom wants you to do? It was so interesting because. So that was the first time I've ever seen the actual information they give you on your match. Holy cow, are they thorough. But I love that because I'm such a detailed person and want to know everything. I mean, they go in on details about this kid in their life. I loved that. It was so interesting. I mean, they really prepare you if you're interested in working with them.
Definitely.
That sounds like sorority recruitment. Anytime
okay.
a girl, before they walk in the door, we literally know basically their blood type.
Well, you know what I'm doing? Netflix just released their new docuseries on Ted Bundy today because it's the 30th anniversary of him being sentenced to death or being whatever.
Yeah, found guilty and all that?
Well, yeah, but death sentenced or what is
death
the
row.
Word? Yeah, him being killed, but like killed from the government. You know what I'm trying to
executed.
Say?
Executed?
Yes, that is the word. I see I was looking for the word.
Today's word is executed.
So today was the anniversary, so they released this new docuseries. So now this is the number one thing people are binge watching today.
All right, well, Alex, we'll see you next week then. Tomorrow.
That's right.
Can't come in, I'm sorry. All right, well, if we're going to do all that, we have to get out of here. So Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and myself, Joe, let's get out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.